My name is Amber Wood. For the record, I am the Executive Director of the North Dakota Livestock Alliance. We are here providing this public comment today because we firmly believe that transparent communication protects both the public interest and the integrity of local decision-making. NDLA and the Cargas family have worked diligently to communicate with neighbors and community leaders since this project's conception. I am here today along with several of our members to support the Black Hawk Farms RE application. Due to the project's compliance with the zoning rules set by Barnes County, we urge the approval of this application contingent upon their completion of the state North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality's permitting process. NDLA represents a broad range of North Dakota's agricultural community, including ag businesses, organizations, and individual farmer members. The North Dakota Governing Board of Directors is the ND Pork Council, ND Corn Utilization Council, ND Farmers Union, ND Farm Bureau, Midwest Dairy, ND Division, ND Corn Growers Association, ND Soybean Council, Ag Tager Cooperative, and the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Since NDLA's founding in 2017, we have assisted 5 new hog barns through the permitting process that are successfully operating across the state. Adding livestock to North Dakota farms brings revenue diversification that is vital to the longevity of North Dakota multi-generational farms and ranches. Another of livestock's contribution is manure. I want to be very clear today, manure is not waste. It is a valuable nutrient source that is applied to soils at precise agronomic rates and through methods that prevent runoff. Manure is not a waste, nor is it a burden needing to be disposed of. There are literally waiting lists for our farmers, for people that want their manure. Okay, it is highly sought after by crop producers and reduce their dependency on foreign produced commercial fertilizers to reduce soil erosion and on-farm costs, all while increasing crop yields and soil water holding capacity. Regarding the cost for infrastructure updates near the barn, there are 2 substantial tools available to assist North Dakota counties and townships. The Agriculture Infrastructure Grant Program, conducted by the Department of Agriculture, who has people present here today that can explain it further, has funding that falls under 2 categories, road and bridge improvements and utility improvements necessary to accommodate value-added agriculture business. NDLA has assisted multiple counties with applying to this program and will also support Barnes County staff, and the townships are also available to apply to this program. The second resource is the Animal Agriculture Facility Infrastructure Fund, conducted by the North Dakota Tax Commission, that sets aside the state's portion of sales, use, or gross receipts tax paid on tangible personal property used to construct, expand, or upgrade eligible animal ag facilities.